But he's going to, the plan is he's going to post it on there.
Yeah, no, that'll be good.
That's make sure you knew. That's the way you guys.
Man, I missed a good one.
I know. Anyway, it's all good. Do you want me to make more copies? Or
well, the, this one, they this one is actually probably easier to make copies because it's
Pull the staples.
Yeah,
right?
I'll scan for you. Don't run, just walk.
He moves fast, I have to catch him. That's all good.
Jason's crying right
There's
now.
One that he can't get away from.
All right, it is 10:03 and we are here for a meeting with Director Topp of Road and Bridge regarding some purchases. With that, we'll turn it over to Director Topp.
All right, I got two of them for you. The first one I have is a trench roller purchase. So Bonner County Road and Bridge Department requests approval to purchase a Wacker RTD-SC4 trencher roller from Machinery Northwest. For the sum of $35,000, Road and Bridge would use this in trenches doing culvert replacements throughout the county, and this would provide a safety buffer as we keep our people out of the trench. It is remote control. We also can run it by hand if we need to. But let's keep our employees out of trenches whenever possible. This would also provide for better compaction rates versus our typical used jumping jack compactors. So we received three quotes. One was from Machinery Northwest for $35,000. One was from Western States Cat Rental Store for $37,488. FMI equipment for $46,512. These funds will come from our capital heavy equipment that has an available amount of $91,552.3.
All right. Does the board have any questions regarding the trench roller purchase?
This should be something that has a pretty long life expectancy, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we should be around here for 20, 30 years, I'm guessing.
I'm never going to say that with anything new that you purchase today these days.
Well, this is true.
In the day, yeah, I might have said that.
Look at our grizzly.
Right. I will say that it does provide for better compaction. We used it, we rented one the other day to do Sago Road and Lincoln Road, and they figured it saved them about 4 hours of time, so they were able to get the road open faster.
And I guess the reason for my question a little bit was, is this a better way to go for the county versus renting it when we need it?
I think it is because we don't rent them very often. You know, I mean, having one like this, we're going to use it on a daily basis. We're not having it, we're going to try not to use our rental up and save it in case we need something big. Like if my Flaherty goes down and I need to rent a Flaherty, or say we have an oil truck go down for chip sealing, I gotta rent one of those, that will eat my entire budget instantly in my rent.
Okay.
So we do rent these on occasion when we can, but having one would be more beneficial. Especially, I've implemented a new culvert plan, so we went through and assessed all the culverts throughout the entire Bonner County, so there's over 12,000 culverts in Bonner County that we're actually monitoring, and they get checked out every 2 years now. Life cycle chain. We have them all graded from poor to good on there, and then we are implementing that plan for going around and changing all these bad culverts out before we have an issue. So we've been working on that pretty hard. It's on our on the GIS for us as a department to go and look at, so we can go on there and be within a foot of the culvert, so that say a new director comes in, it isn't in my head going with me out the door on where all those culverts were. They're all GPS and I know where every single one of them are and what the life expectancy is.
So this is something that you guys would use quite often.
We just don't use it now because you have to rent it. Yeah. And the guys, when they rented that thing around, they're like, this is way more efficient.
Is
it fair to say that, so in my experience, it's hard to get good compaction in a trench without this type of equipment, and by doing that, there's less likelihood of settling and therefore long-term repairs where you have to patch the asphalt
and having to drive through dips.
You'll see sometimes throughout the county, you'll see either a hump if we've done those from that, usually if it's a hump, it's because we've done it the same year that we paved it, and then the frosty, because it's a little bit change in material. So it freezes differently and then raises. But this gives you a little more compaction no matter what. All we can hope for is the most compaction, you know, that we can get anything, but it's going to be beneficial. We also use plate compactors and we use jumping jacks as well.
Right. They so just I don't can, transfer as yeah, deep
we've
into
got a
the
lot
material.
Of culverts that are in the bed that are deep, you know, they're 20, 30 feet down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like we got one right now up on the river by the Montana line. It's almost 30 feet straight down. It's only a 12-inch culvert. I think it's been in there for 60, 70 years, right? But we know it needs to be replaced. But to replace that 12-inch culvert, that's a heck of a cut, right? And when you get down that deep, we're trying to tear things back, and we're trying to keep our employees out of it, the yeah. sloughing and everything else, where this thing, we can swing it in and set it, and not by remote control.
Yeah.
If it gets buried, we'll dig it back up.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like having one of our employees down there.
Yeah.
So I can see it being a good safety item for the crews as well.
Yeah.
Only thing I want to make sure it's clear is that the reason they're not being rented is not because of not having a need for them. It's because you're using the rental budget for bigger items that you
yeah.
need to rent. And so you're making it work with the jumping jack or something else that doesn't provide for the most efficient form of compaction in the trench itself. But it's not because it's not a need that will reduce a little bit kind of it'll have reduction within your budget by way of the time it takes for staff members to compact that, but also a safety concern and saving of the physical aspect of what you're currently doing when you don't rent it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right, are we ready for a motion on this item?
Sure.
All right, this time we'll entertain the motion regarding the trench roller purchase.
Based on the information before us, I move to approve the purchase of the Wacker RTD-SC4 trench roller for the sum of $35,000 from Machinery Northwest. Funds coming from line 002-9520, Capital Heavy Equipment.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any comment from the public? Further deliberation by the board? Roll call vote.
Mr. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Donkey?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item.
All right, the second item that I have for you is purchases of tires. So most of these tires on here are grader tires that we're purchasing, and we're also purchasing some steer tires in here as well for our trucks. This is not the end of my purchase. I will be purchasing a lot more here in October before winter, getting our trucks outfitted with the tires we need on there as well. But this gets the graders and the loaders and things like that up to date. So with that, Bonner County Road and Bridge request approval to purchase equipment and truck tires at a sum of $58,711 from Commercial Tire. Road and Bridge needs these tires to outfit graders, loaders, and some of our heavy trucks. Road and Bridge received three quotes for this purchase, two of which are like for like, with the third Premier Tire offering a lesser tire for a lesser price. I included the quote, though. I will recommend not using the lesser tire, as it is not what we are looking for. The reason I threw that in there is our graders, when we do our lease agreements with them, they have to go back, I believe it's 45 or 48% tread, and the tread has to be like for like. We got that changed to where it didn't have to be a specific tire as a Michelin Snow Plus like what comes on them, but it has to have like for like tread. The one that Premier, because they said they couldn't get the other ones, they just threw a quote in there, it doesn't match our tread.
Different tread design.
Yeah. That's why I'm recommending against it. But I'm leaving that open for you guys. But what would happen if we did do that is I would end up having to buy more greater tires to get the ones to match when the graders are back at the end of their life cycle for the lease.
And will these tires be the ones that are on the graders when they do get turned back in?
What we're hoping to do is to run these down. We're going to, a lot of our grader tires that we have right now are running right at about 48%. So we're wanting to pull those tires off put these on, run these, and we'll put those back on when they go back to the lease, and then we rotate them into the new carriers. That way we can get as much life out of our tire purchases as possible, is what we're trying to do.
Gotcha.
Any further questions for the director?
You're on it. Yeah.
I think that's still a good plan, that, right, because somebody might think, well, if you're going to do that, which is good forward thinking, then why do you have to match tread? But if you end up having a tire blow out or not be something that's repairable and you have to swap it out, and then if we have an odd tread tire, now all of a sudden we're going to have to go out and buy a brand new one.
Yeah, and you won't buy one, you're going to buy two.
So, yeah, that makes sense. So to me,
it has to match.
Just thinking through the whole logic of it, I see where there's multiple benefits to the plan that you have.
Well, the Premier tire is only a little bit less than the commercial tire for not being the same, so it's not, that's not a difference to even balk at. So, all right.
All right. I'll leave that. Funds for this would come from 70.
I love how he assumed we were going to vote that other one. Is this capital? Oh, no, this is just your tire budget. I thought you reduced. I was like, the 90, he reduced the vote already to get to here. But
well, he ordered them.
I haven't actually ordered them, too.
That's
why I wanted a special meeting.
No, I was like, he just knew he was getting what he wanted, so his number went down. But anyhow. All right, at this time, we'll entertain a motion.
Based on the information before us, I move to approve the purchase of the above quoted tires from Commercial Tire for the sum of $58,711, funds coming from 002-7020 vehicle tires.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any comment from the public on this item? Seeing none, deliberation by the board. Hearing none, roll call vote.
Mr. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Corn?
Yeah.
Mr. Dalton?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. It's 10:15, and this meeting is adjourned.